This is Jason.
This is Kailani.
And you're here for episode 10 of the We're In For The Night podcast, a podcast where I typically make my girlfriend watch a movie. And last time it was a movie you guys all decided on, Point Break, although it was my suggestion, and you were not a fan of it, were you?
No, I mean, it was okay.
In hindsight, it's growing on you?
No, I always liked it. It was just too long.
Okay. Yeah. So we turned the tables last week, asked you guys what we should watch for her revenge. And the choices were, what would you pick for me here?
She's Out of My League
or
Ladybugs.
And in a confession, I've seen both of these movies already. Mm-hmm. Ladybugs was in heavy rotation on HBO when I was a kid. And I love Rodney Dangerfield. So I was secretly hoping it was going to be Ladybugs. And it was close, right, in voting?
Yeah, surprisingly. I was surprised.
Yeah, so there's a lot of you that voted. And in the end, it was narrowly edged out by less than 20 votes. So it was kind of close, but it turned out to be She's Out of My League, the movie I wanted to watch less of the two. Mm-hmm. Let's start over. I saw this in the theater, and I thought this was a poor imitation of like The Hangover and Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I thought it existed in the shadow of both those movies.
How so?
Because it's the guy who shouldn't get the girl, and he's kind of goofy, and I don't know.
How did that happen in Hangover? When the guy hooked up with a hooker?
I just thought like the rowdy group of friends and, you know, like the gross out jokes and really this movie still isn't very good, but at least this time around, it wasn't the shitstorm that I thought it was initially. You're sticking by that this is a good movie?
I think it's a feel good movie for sure. It's not like, I mean, you know, it's mindless.
So the super skinny kid. Of course you love him. It doesn't matter what movie we watch. I'm just deciding that you just fall in love with somebody in the movie. I realize
that. It's probably true.
So you're Jay right. Baruchel, if you don't know, Google this skinny looking son bitch. And I can't. So I'm almost confused here. What about this guy do you like? And should I be concerned that he's walking with his ass hanging around?
No, he's just really, he has that dry humor.
You like John Cusack, too. And he kind of reminds me of a young John Cusack. And now I'm getting more, as I say that, I'm getting a little concerned because you keep telling me Miles Teller reminds you of John Cusack. And I don't really like him either.
I know, but I do like all of his movies, too.
All of his movies? You've seen all of his movies now?
Well, you saw Patterson.
Yeah, but that was Adam Driver. But I didn't see
that, yeah.
Yeah, that was a different actor.
It was?
Yeah. You like him too?
Oh, sorry. Yes, actually.
You like Kylo Ren from Star Wars?
Yeah.
Every one of these podcasts, and you throw me so far off that I can't even get through where I was thinking about the movie because you just... you know which podcasting I do, and you make me get more at a loss for words than anybody else I do a podcast with. It's unbelievable. My goodness. So anyways, back to this movie. This starred, the female lead was Alice Eve, and she was kind of a big deal there for a quick second. She was in a lot of movies. And a lot of the reason that this movie doesn't work for me is that I don't find her particularly attractive as a character. I never believed that her intentions in this movie were all that pure. I think the movie's stolen by the group of friends, T.J. Miller, who particularly is funny in this and is funny in almost everything he's ever been in, and Nate Torrance, who's the heavyset friend. And the one real good scene in this movie is the pubes shaving scene, right?
Yes. It's my favorite one.
Favorite?
I mean...
What, scene in a movie or a scene in this movie?
In this movie.
Why?
It's hilarious.
It is funny. But I know why I liked it. But why do you like it? I mean, I can relate to it. But why are you laughing? Yeah, it's about a guy shaving his nuts, and I just, you know, that's all farcical, right? Like, it doesn't really go down like that. I just don't want you to get a bad impression in your head of how you think things might happen in a bathroom for a guy. We don't recruit our friends to help us. You know this, right?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't want to get the wrong idea. You go out there in the world and think things were off. So, thanks, I guess, for making me watch this.
Well, do you like it better now than when you first saw it?
I don't hold it in the high regards that you hold it in. You think this is like a standard bearer for great comedies. You do. You always bring this movie
does it
up.
I know. But does it not remind you of like Adam Sandler-esque movies? Or?
Well, it was written by Sean Anders, who did write That's My Boy, Sex Drive, and Daddy's Home. So like, I like all of those movies. I just think this one is the weakest one. I just don't like Jay Baruch. He's a whiny, really uninteresting screen presence for me. And I don't like the female lead. I think the movie works around them. I think the parents are funny. The brother's funny. Everyone around the main characters are enjoyable. And it was the knocked up thing too as well. It's like the guy who shouldn't get the girl once again. The goofy guy from this Judd Apatow Rat Pack who gets the hot chick.
Yes. And you know those are all friends too.
Yeah. You know I do a movie podcast, right? I know some things about that shit. But no, I appreciate you filling me in on that. They're like my dad. Did you know that they're related? Did you know that Martin Sheen and Charlie Sheen are related? Anyways, what's next for us? We're going to put a survey out there for the next movie?
Yes.
My turn, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so voting's going to be open a little bit longer because we had so many votes and it took us a while to tally them up because I'm not very good at simple math. And the fact of the matter is we're going to be open from Wednesday. We'll have this up. So Friday, whatever date that is, through Sunday evening, you'll be able to vote on our story on Instagram, Movie Mavericks Podcast. Go to the YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Check out the Animated Critics. Anything else you want to say here, dear?
No, but be nice.
Be nice.
With your next two movie picks.
Oh.
Please.
No. Yes. I think I got a couple. I got a couple in mind. I got about six movies that are floating around, so I got to pick two of those.
I know. It's worrisome.
It's not worrisome. You're going to end up watching these along the way anyway, so you might as well just get them done now. Like, one of my joys in life is finding a movie that you haven't seen and then convincing you that you must see it.
I've noticed. And you succeed every time.
It became a podcast. It became such a thing. And now you guys are listening and you're privy to it, for better or worse. That's going to wrap us up. This is Jason.
This is Kailani.
Thanks for listening, guys.